Thank you for joining us for an episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here as ever in 2021 with Karen Swim, head honcho at Solo PR Pro, which is the tribe that pulls all of us savvy smarties together. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hello, Michelle, and happy 2021.
Yay.
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So far, so good. It's kind of been my pandemic line, and I'm sticking to it. You know, you don't want to get too in front of myself, but so far, so good.
I love that. I love that. I feel like this year I've really had to just completely say almost every day, I refuse to have 2021 be 2020, the sequel. I refuse.
Perfect. Yes. Yes. And that's kind of what we want to talk about, you know, since this is our second show of the new year officially.
Yeah.
But, you know, not so much resolutions because we know they don't last. Let's be real about that. But resetting your intentions for your business for 2021, I think one of the things that I've had to brush back in my mind is, you know, when the pandemic hit, we might have put ourselves in a bit of a business holding pattern, or, you know, just really kind of putting out fires and pivoting. And now let's settle in, because clearly, you know, even though we've got the vaccines, we're still going to have to operate in a certain way. So just kind of reset our intention and our goals for the year, being more proactive rather than reactive, now that we kind of know what landscape we're dealing with.
You know, I agree. And I think that that's such an important point, is that, you know, last year we were all shocked. You know, it was a year that really just continued to challenge us, you know, from one major upheaval to another. And so I think that we really were just shocked all year long and trying to deal and trying to figure out how to operate. But that year is behind us, and, you know, we are where we are with the pandemic. It's year two of this pandemic. And I think that at this point, we're not in that state of just complete and utter shock. And hopefully for many of us, we are not experiencing, you know, losses and having to deal with grief. I truly hope, you know, I know that life still goes on and things still happen, but, you know, I'm hoping that it is a different year for all of us and much better. And so I think, you know, I feel like it's time to, you know, get after it. This is a brand new, fresh start to the year. And we should clear our thinking and really be intentional about planning the business that we want to have this year.
I agree. Absolutely. I mean, you know, of course, we always say business development should always be happening. But I've actually noticed, though, you know, not that it's a return to normal per se, but things feel like they're waking up. You know, clients are more interested in doing things. I'm getting, you know, tapped for more opportunities. So I think we're all at the place where, okay, this is where we are, but we're not going to sit around and just stare out the window. You know, we need to keep moving. We need to keep doing business. I think everyone, not that they're settling into their pivot, but I think they're getting more at ease with the pivot. And just, you know, like with any challenge, any twist or turn that comes in your business life, I sense that as a business, larger business community, that, you know, people are dealing with it.
I agree. And, you know, we talk a lot about business development. I feel like we do anyway, but maybe we don't talk about it enough because it still comes up. And for those solos that are out there and you're wondering, you know, for a lot of us, you see something that says, you know, oh, you know, LinkedIn is great for business development. And so then you run off and you take a course on how to do business development on LinkedIn, or, you know, you hear about some tool or some app or some social media site, and then you run off and you learn how to do that. I would encourage you in 2021 to really think through how you naturally like to interact with people.
Yes.
You know, what is your natural tendency? Are you someone that really thrives in face-to-face situations? Are you someone who really does enjoy Twitter? Are you somebody who really prefers to write thoughtful posts? Think about who you are and how you like to interact or not interact if you're an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And stick to a system that is comfortable for you and feels more organic, and then do it consistently. Block out, you know, I think that this is one downfall of everyone in business. Everyone, we all do it, is that you question whether what you're doing is enough. And we waste a lot of time and energy chasing after these processes and tools when what we have are the keys to success if we would simply use them. So I would say, pull it back. You know, maybe you're somebody that really needs to, you know, make a list of people and set up phone calls and talk to people on the phone or set up a Zoom meeting. Do what feels natural to you, because here's the thing that I've said to businesses for 20 years, and I'm sure I will be saying this 20 years from now. What works? Everything. Everything has the potential to work if you utilize it.
Right.
Yeah. Even direct mail works if you are consistent in doing it. Now, it's not necessarily a method that I would recommend because I don't think that it gets the ROI, but for certain businesses, it does. And so stop questioning if you're doing the right thing and do what works for you, but be consistent about doing it. So, you know, I guess in essence, I'm saying simplify your life by simplifying how you think about things and block out, you know, that fear of missing out. Yeah, somebody may be using the shiny new tool or toy and it looks fun, but if you're not going to use it consistently, don't even allow that to enter into your mind and stop questioning your process and your approach.
Right, right. It's so true because, you know, some of my best referrals have come about in such serendipitous, couldn't have seen that coming ways. I mean, at least at first glance. But when you really think about it, you realize, oh, right, because I nurtured this relationship or I happened to say hello to that person at that, you know, event, or I served on that committee. But you know, those come from my natural tendencies. And I think too, what I would recommend, just because I know, my goodness, working for ourselves, I spend way too much time in my own head. And, you know, I, as my own worst critic, and sometimes all it takes is a conversation with a peer or maybe someone who has no idea what I do to make you just feel like, oh, okay. Like, you know, get over yourself, Michelle. You know, talk to that person, reach out. And I think more importantly now than ever, just checking in with people and saying, hey, you know, we haven't been able to see each other at this, that, or the other, or I haven't seen you in a while. How's it going? How are you?
Yeah.
That's going to go so much farther than someone saying like, so do you have any work? Do you have anything new for me to look at? Like, what's up? You know, I think that human touch, as far as we can take it, given our current limitations, is going to resonate so much more, and you'll benefit too. So, I mean, why not do it? I think what you say, Karen, is so important. It's making and taking that time, because it's so easy for me to just rip into my day and okay, what's next? What's next? And then by the next thing you know, you've got emails coming in and people wanting, you know, this collateral or that thing. You're like, okay, and then you realize, oh, I forgot to put my own oxygen mask on again today.
that's a great segue for, you know, the next sort of intention that I believe that we can all benefit from, no matter where your business is making sure that you build in time to care for yourself. And it's really amazing how last year it was so easy to neglect that in spite of everybody talking about self-care. We talked about it, talked about self-care, but
talked about it.
Yeah. when I, at the end of the year, I looked back and I realized I had not taken vacation. And I didn't take vacation because it sort of got lost in the whole pandemic. You know, I had plans for to go home and, of course, couldn't travel last year.
Right.
And so the things that involved travel were just off the table. And I sort of forgot to just go ahead and take time off. And I just worked.
Right.
So this, you know, at the end of last year, beginning of this year, I opened up my calendar and I blocked off, you know, a self-care day every month, but then I also blocked off time off every single quarter. Sometimes it's a longer period of time. Sometimes it's just a long weekend, but it's in my calendar so that I can plan around it. And this year, I really don't plan on traveling. I'm sort of putting off travel until 2022, unless things dramatically change. But I set an intention to at least take the time off because we need all types of rest. We need to ensure that we are nurturing our social and relationships, even with the restrictions. We need to make sure that we are getting sleep and taking a break from sort of the day to day. We need to refresh ourselves creatively. I mean, so you've got to build that time in. And so I would say, you know, one of your intentions as a business owner should be to care for yourself in the same way that you would encourage a client or a contractor or an employee to care for themselves. You know, build that time in, be intentional about setting aside time for yourself.
I agree. I agree. And not to say that I practice that in the least, but you have inspired me yet again, because it's true, because I'm, because I'm, you know, I'm feeling it. You know, I'm grateful to have a couple of clients that, you know, sometimes the timing is intense of things that happen. And I know we've all been in that situation. And so you just kind of blow it off and then you realize, well, you know, I really need a day off. And it, I realize it's hard for us to factor that in. So I applaud you for doing that, because that takes strength. It really, really does. It takes the strength to say, no, I'm going to look after myself today because I do deserve that. And, you know, and it does make you fresher. I mean, think of how many times, you know, if you're writing copy or working on something and you know, you have to get up and even go to the door or whatever, or, you know, whatever pulls you away from a break, whether it's self-imposed or not. And you come back, or you have the idea while you're away, and you think, oh, I need to do that more often. Well, this is even more, you know, important on a far bigger level. I thought of this really weird analogy while you were talking about that. I guess I should let my weird flag fly and share it.
Please do. You're in a safe place, Michelle Kane.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you just, you know, grind, which is where we've kind of been living, especially at the start of the pandemic, because, you know, it was kind of freaked out. The bottom fell out. Oh my God, what's going to happen to our incomes? This, that, and the other. So you're just grinding away, and that can become a bad habit. So think of it like if you've been wearing the same perfume for a while, after a while, you don't smell it anymore, right? So. Yeah. And then when you take a break from it and come back and you realize, oh, I remember how good this smelled. I remember why I wore it. So yeah, that was a little weird, but you know, it just shows us how we can become desensitized to our situation if we're in the thick of it for too long, and how, you know, taking a break is essential. I mean, I don't know.
I will freely admit this here. Work is my happy place. I love work. Mm-hmm. I was so excited. I mean, I ended up, I was supposed to take 2 weeks off at the end of the year. Ha ha ha. It ended up being 2 days. And I was excited to come back to work. But that also was like, but you have other parts of yourself. And by developing those other parts, you actually become better at what you do. So this year, I really am, I'm like, you know what, we're in a pandemic, I can't socialize, but I can. And that stupid tool that I've used for business, I need to really like implement it for personal. So I'm doing like, I'm spending a day in Paris with a Parisian over Zoom, and I'm taking Some of the things that I know, other people did this last year, I didn't, I worked. But, you know, I'm taking advantage of virtual experiences and opportunities to have fun, to learn some things. I am determined to find myself a hobby, but I have no idea what I like because all I do is work. So this year, I'm just going to try something to figure out, like, what the heck do you even like? Because I'm so sick of being around normal people who are like, so what do you do for a hobby? And looking like an idiot, like, hobby? Like,
right. Explain. I know. I I'm so lame. I consider like my normal fun activities. I'm like, aren't those hobbies? Going to shows and movies? Oh, wait, I can't do that right now. Oh, you mean like the thing you do to unwind at the end of the day?
Yeah. My hobby is work. Is work a hobby?
I know.
Like, you know, but I am going to find myself a hobby. I'm going to find something that doesn't work that I like. I believe that I can do this. And if you're interested in my adventures, follow me on social media because I'll probably share it somewhere. And it's, I'm sure it will be hilarious.
Well, we'll have to, maybe we should do a quarterly check-in. How's our hobby going? It'll hold us accountable. I don't know. Yeah. I often think like I'll see someone playing an instrument, you know, on TV or something. And I'm like, I used to do that. It was fun. Why don't I do that anymore? Why do I torture myself by saying, no, that would be fun. Don't do it. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
That's for the therapist. Yeah. For the therapists out there, help me out. But, you know, we, and you know what, let us know. Are you feeling the same about all of this? We'd love to hear from you. Please visit us at soloprpro.com. Let us know what your hobbies are. Maybe you'll inspire us. So far, the social media streams of bread making and puzzle doing has not quite moved me in that direction. So,
Yeah.
But we hope, you know, that this has been.
That is the one hobby that I will not be trying. I will not be baking bread because I do not need any more bread in my life. Thank you very much.
I've got a French baker around the corner. So yeah, no, I'll let them do it. But yeah, you know what? Tell us, what are your hobbies? We need ideas. And we'd love you to share with us, you know, how are you going to reset for this year, 2021? Let's help inspire each other. So come see us over at soloprpro.com. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.